Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First of all, could I get your name and position, please?
Certainly. My name is Heather Dix, and I'm an International Program Officer with the Marine Institute of Memorial University in Newfoundland.
So what information do you have for our audience today?
Yeah, I wanted to provide a little bit of information about an internship program that the Marine Institute is currently offering. So we're recruiting candidates to participate in a program called the International Aboriginal Youth Internships Initiative. And this program is funded through Global Affairs Canada. Through this program, the Marine Institute is currently looking for 3 interns that will go to Belize for 4 months. And for those who have never been to Belize, it's a very small country located around the Caribbean region. While in Belize, the interns will be working with Galen University, as well as the National Institute of Culture and History. Before the interns go to Belize, though, they'll first come to St. John's to participate in pre-departure training. That'll take about 4 or 5 days. And then after the 4-month internship is finished, they'll come back to St. John's, and they'll participate in some reintegration training and also some other activities before they go back home. So right now, the timeline that we're looking at, we're hoping that the internships will start around the end of July, and then interns will return home around the end of November. So they'll be home before Christmas. For this program, the Marine Institute is going to be supporting interns every step of the way, though. So they'll be helping the interns to secure the right travel documents, passports, visas. They will help identify good accommodations options in Belize, and then we'll be staying in touch with the interns the whole time they're overseas. All of the travel costs will also be covered for the initiative, and the interns will receive a small monthly allowance while they're overseas in order to cover the cost of accommodations, food, and local transportation. A quick note I should make is that the group of 3 interns that we're currently recruiting only represent the first round of internships. We're actually going to be implementing this program over the next 5 years. And we expect to do 7 rounds of internships during this time. So that'll be a total of 21 internships. I guess folks are probably interested in eligibility.
Yeah.
So in order to be eligible, candidates have to be legally allowed to work in Canada. They have to be of Aboriginal affiliation. They have to at least have a high school diploma or equivalent work experience. They should be between the ages of 18 and 35, and they should have never participated in an international Aboriginal youth internship program before. Mm-hmm. So these are the requirements that are given to us by Global Affairs Canada, so unfortunately we can't be flexible with those. But it's my understanding that this is the first time something like this is being offered in our province. So we're really prioritizing applicants that are coming from Newfoundland and Labrador. And for this first round of internships in particular, we're really trying to promote applicants from Northern Labrador. In line with that, I'm hoping to come to Nain and Hopedale next week to talk a little bit more about this initiative for anyone who's interested in hearing more. I'm going to be in Hopedale on Monday, April 9th. I'll be at Academy Canada in Hopedale at 9:30 in the morning, and then I'll be headed to the school in the afternoon to chat with the graduating class. Then on Wednesday, April 11th, I'm going to be headed to Nain. I'll be at the school 9:30 in the morning, then Academy Canada at 2 p.m., and then I'll have an open information session for anyone who's interested at 7 p.m. in Bulafik.
Before heading to Belize, will they do, like, all the safety precautions, like getting their shots and such before they go, or...?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll be helping all of the successful interns to renew their passports or get new passports if that's needed, get the right visas, get the right vaccinations, book the tickets. All of the requirements for going overseas we'll be helping them out with. And then when they come to St. John's for the pre-departure training, we'll speak with them a lot about safety and security while in a new country, some expectations, working cross-culturally, just basic training that's really useful before you go overseas to work.
So while in Belize, will they have like a tour guide or whatever, they're like watching them as they stay there, or?
Yeah, so we're partnering with Galen University for the initiative, and they will have identified a supervisor for the interns, and so they will have support in the field in order to walk them through the transportation there, their accommodations, basically help them with anything that they need support with. And then we'll be in touch with them the whole time as well, but from a distance.
So what will the successful applicants be doing while doing this internship?
Great question. So they'll be working with the National Institute of Culture and History in Belize. And that institute is responsible for promoting and celebrating the unique cultural heritage of Belize. And that includes the cultural heritage of tons and tons of different indigenous groups within the country. So there's various projects that the National Institute of Culture and History are involved in. Some involve the arts, visual arts, theater, music. There's also a land reclamation project that's going on. And so there's going to be various tasks associated with the project that they're currently undertaking that they're going to need support on. We're keeping the internship descriptions fairly flexible so that interns can really engage where they have an interest and where the institute has a need. So it's going to be pretty varied. Some activities may include some stakeholder meetings, promoting different activities that are going on with the institute, and things of that nature.
So how many years has this been going on for?
This is the very first year.
Okay.
This is the very first group, and so we're really, really excited about it.
And whose idea was this to start this up?
So for the Marine Institute, this was our first year applying. The overall internship initiative, though, I should mention, has been going on for several years, but we have not been involved. This is the very first time that the Marine Institute is doing this. For us, we wanted to get involved just because, for our office specifically, we want to get more youth the opportunity to live and work and experience life overseas. We think it's so helpful, useful for being good global citizens. And so we identified this opportunity and put forward a proposal last year, and we were very excited to be selected. But along the lines of that question, there are other organizations across Canada that are implementing this as well. Their internships look a little bit different. They're partnered with other countries. They're targeting other parts of Canada. But for anyone who is interested in looking at the broader opportunities across Canada, you can find that information online on the Global Affairs Canada website. So for anyone who's interested in exploring it a little bit more.
To apply, who do the youth have to contact?
Yeah, great question. I don't think I mentioned that. It'll be myself that accepts all of the applications. So in order to apply, we are just asking folks to send a short cover letter, a resume, and the contact details of 2 to 3 references to me. And my email address, you already have it, but it's heather.dix@mi.mun.ca. That's heather.dix@mi.mun.ca.
So is there anything else you would like to add today, Heather?
No, I think that's it. I just want to thank you so much for letting me have the chance to chat about this a bit today, and also promote anyone who's interested to come out to one of the information sessions in Hopedale or Nain next week.
Okay, this sounds like a really good opportunity for the youth. And I'd like to thank you for this information today, and have a nice day.
Great, thank you so much. You too.
Yep, bye.
Shannani Uluko Hategiamini Apigio Atimini Uhayamanga Kinomangat Amalusunat Tumangan Taina Kyuyuk Heather Dixioni Binik Silat Soli Mami Suleri Yoni Kamayun Nigayuk Piluatumili Ima Piligin Nimot Ilinia Tauhatatunik Ilinia with Swami Nufulami Shannan Apigit Lusunami Kulumina Lausian Tusatisigumangat Tanon Pilua Matsulu Ilinavi Me ilivallisi maju junnut ammalo ilinnea vitsuami ilinnea jammini pijakittusi maju junnun. Hede oha jukhaudi sigeramba luanni menik piluattumik teemak ilinnea vimmi pivallisi majunnut ufalo ilinnea vitsuami ilinnea riisi maju junnut taan ilinganninganik. Imappiligitikut maana luatsia pivitsahate sigasuama takhini jallutik illeohatteurojattunik. Tana Tayanga International Aboriginal Youth Internship Initiative. Tanarukino tati tosi majuksilat suolima miutigut Global First Canada. Tako ima piligin nimo suleha fiu juhini ja luapalle imat pingasunnik nunahakkaasima juujunnik. Ilo hata ojatunnik ilinia tuhariattu pattaikunga ima piu akianut pilisimut sitamanik takhinikuk. Taina nunauyuk pilis ang junge marittuk nunak Caribbean neosaneani. Suliaha katao lalo tiku, tai jo tiku kallan ilinneavit suangani. Hamma silat suami ut suliaha pi jangani ilukku siltaani, mut hanulupi juha kattasi mammangat tai kungan luasiak aikhaatin narit. Sivulemi huusin jaan simiti tau laattuit, ilinneavit tau valutik sivunga uttaa kunga kaatik immahas. Sitä manik tallimanniluunni Ullunik sitä maittakhiit naapata utittitau laluti Sinjaan Simon. Ilauhataoltik imappimi hanukpi juhahattamangat angatitau kaartin. Niki uutikijavut immahaa pikiä silaanenganik juuliu naanengani. Taikkoa ilinia hataujuit angihalaatiluvit novembarau naanengani inuviami angami suungulammata. Ikajut silaattu huunkoa taakkoa imappiliinimut suljakaftiujuk. Hanu pigea hammangata sunaitunillo pitahare hammangata sullo asianit nunoyumut ailimmata ukuninga nalunai kutarni pitahare hakattamata passportinix asinginilo iluna diktamakko inghanigi jangit akildu tausemalaattui tamalutu jummiuvit sangit ammaluhu atausialuti takhimi akiltu olahattol diktamanne ikajutsi suungulammat suullunnekit sanginnik ingrautikalaat sanginili Namut tamakkoa paljon nukua taakkuninga uhaalautikin jangin taakkoa. Uhaakalua mielni teemaat seina huuk suulu tamakkununga nunna liujunut aigami. Ilauhata okajattu ni kheniä luagamik maana luatseak. Teemailti huuk huuptiilimi juut muuntaakimme April 9 ullumi. Taikon ilinneavit suangan istutik. Siinä oli akafemme ullaakut. Ilinneaville neolti hitikalikisimalle pohti. Taikani huuptiilimi uhaalahti ikä tulki taikkoa ilinneä vimmi pijarittyilteit uhaalahti illuvit. Miiti vuokimi april lävän nimi näin miilaamme juk ilinneä mielni siinä liak affemi ollaakot. Taikani ilinneä vitsua kulummi suvaimi ilauhatauvumma kautini katingahti illuvit. Siipami onnusami pulaafimi. Säänän uhat luku taikunga haaratik sunanik. Pitäkää hammangata haudikia rajamme jatiin uppalusukia hammangata. Hätä kiujuk. Iluun näitikut taakkoa ilinnearia, joit uppaluun niitä ilaulattuit. Nuta oltisi kieliit aulautit saminik tingi joku uudit saminik taakkuninga passportinik. Nuta ainik pitäkää happatalo pitattiluit. Ukuninga lukuuk viisakartinik asinginnilo. Taikani St. Johnsimi ilinneati lukillo. Sivungarut aullahaatinnarit tamakko iluuntik. Pikaluttainin linnik amma piluattomik uhaalautikimmi luku. Säänän apikin ämmit luku ilaujuharjalla lammangat. Suulu niuhusimanningani taarani kamajitsamik. Hedäki ujuk angisluni. Taako ikajutiluit käällän ilinneavit soak. Pitääriisimavut vuvut. Kamajallarit sami taakkununga ilinneammiungurnut. Sunanillo. Haujigalla kumappata haujigiamme luvit. Aulasi mannimini taakunga. Säänän apikiniammit luvut taikko annikin joujui sulattuuin. Hätä kiutaan apikkosi piujut suak. Suliaha taulattu nikkoa tai joujutikut National Institute of Culture and History in Belize. Taikkoa kamalattuit. Tamatsumenga iluunnaanik. Hanuk atjungimarimmat ilukkosi joujuit taikkani Belizeimi. Onuttu suang matalukuk atjigingituit nunakakkaasima juijuit taikani. Khimi khuditau alalaamme juit taimaks taaganiinninginni. Ilauhatau milutillo tamakkuningat taijanginnik suullu allanguagalannimik sananguagalnimmut. Takut sautillugillu sananguatausima juit pitahautimmi. Tutsiagalannik tamakko iluuntik ilauhatau nihavut. Katimahatau hattalaamme juit. Sakhisigia milutillu atjigingit niksunanik suhalattisin milutik. Säänän apikineet luo hatsini jaren tamanna ingasimalimmangat. Hedäkiujuk sivuille pallarin miktamakkutikuuna ilohataunniharasuavut tai meiluta piyukiutikijavut. Sehän on apikin mitluukina tamatsemenga piyasitisimakkuuhaa. Hedäkiujuk taakko imappilikijijujuit sivuille pallarin mili hinurautikalaukukut uvanijaalimi. Hatsinijaarinik tanna ingratitousemalimmat asittikut. Tavat oli ilohata lautsimatnata. Pivitsahasungumme junikkoa amma. Suulu anginitakut ilohata unikarama rajapata pivitsahatit sisungumata kanatali maami. Tana lehimi hutau sungugivuk. Dajami Global Affairs Canada. Haritau jangarut. Khaujigellaruma rajapata. Sehänan apikit luu namataakko inusuttuit. Khaujisafikariahavaan. Hedä kiujuk. Tän ohauti kaunge maigakku. Namminnut uvannut hinurauti minik aatsisuut. Unikkausikaralaati lugu, short cover letter. Nanilu ilinjää miisen mangaata, nanilu suljärasin mangaata taakko. Atingit makuunik pingasunik hinuru luottavut. Haritaujammi himihutausuuk. heather.dix@mi.mandat.ca. Nakumme utivallunia lutikku.